Let us begin this service by singing 107. May end the Lord make me known. My days, how soon they fail. And to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail. Number 107. First, we read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any image, graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Third, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we start with verse 19. Matthew 6, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does not corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thoughts for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more thus you, O ye little of faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we clothe? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Lord, remember us in our gathering in this morning hour of this day. Look upon us also where the weather is so serious at the present time, and thou art speaking in the thunder and lightning, and maybe some things are following this morning. And it would be right, Lord, if the whole city would be taken away and nobody would escape on account of all our sins and of all our transgressions. We are not worthy anything than to be cast away into that outer darkness where shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But Lord, for thy great name's sake, have mercy with us and with our poor children and poor grandchildren. And where it comes to us in this morning, make haste for thy life's sake, oh, that we take it to heart, and that it may please thee to remember us and to cover us together under thy precious wings. Lord, remember us out of grief and sovereign grace for thy great name's sake, that our help be in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We first read now the form for the administration of baptism. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we without children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath in so much that we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is sanctified, and we admonish to look and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, the holy baptism witnesses and seals unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when ye are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesses and seals unto us that he does make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopt us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son, the Son seals unto us that he does wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, Whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts. Therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy light. And if we sometime through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without the knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ. As God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. This also the Apostle Peter testifies with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy sacred ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou, who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou, who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel to the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified. We beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children, and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing the cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last they may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. I now request you to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that all the world's children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge of the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testament, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see the children when they come to the years of discretion, whereof you are fathers and mothers instructed, and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help to cause them to instruct therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer? I hope, parents, that holy sacrament of baptism, that it was not in vain for your dear children. It is for you for the first time that you had made that promise, and you, several times you were standing with your children to make that oath before the Lord. Oh, that the Lord give deep impression in your heart, because one day we have to give an account what we have done without children, and what shall it be terrible if children in that great day of judgment have to say to their parents, you were never a father and a mother unto me. The Lord bind you with his children at his throne. Oh, people, the Lord is coming with his judgments here on earth. First evening, when we were in another church to preach, we were only in 3/4 of an hour on the pulpit, and then the police entered into the church and say that we have to leave the church to go in the basin on account of the warnings for tornadoes. And what shall happen this morning? But of the Lord is grace, he is and mercy. And that is the only hope, that the Lord will not remember us together, people, that he not will look upon us in mercy and compassion. Otherwise, it is all done. One lightning and we can be all in hell soon. Oh, congregation, remember this and bow under the Lord and under his word and testimony with your whole heart and soul before that it shall be too late forever. And that it may please the Lord that we, with our dear children, learn to bow before him and to cry and to say, after that blood of Christ that can reconcile us with God, and that blood that can restore us into communion with God. And, oh, if that takes place in our life, children and parents, oh, if it was then in this morning that the Lord took us away, then shall not so bad. Elijah, he also, with a thundering and lightning, he go up into heaven. And then we are delivered of all the strife, and of all the troubles, and of all sin. And then the Lord shall for us be all and in all. I hope the Lord baptize your children, parents, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And he give him in his church a name and a place better than of sons and of daughters. And that you are privileged, parents, not to bring up your children in the world and with all the things of the world, but that your life be in the fear of the Lord. And that this morning, oh, that it was also a warning for those that have not their children baptized, and they prefer television boven baptism of the children. Oh, that it is make een deep impression in the heart of the parents. And that we is bow for God and for the ordinances of the Lord and for those that are placed in the church to rule the church, because all that come against that people, that is all a spirit of communism and a spirit out of hell. But the Lord give us grace to bow under him, as we hope to sing now after baptism. They that fear and love the Lord shall Jehovah's friendship know. He will grace to them accord and his faithful covenant show. 65, the last 68 is the last stanza. Nora Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Sally Remy, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we conclude this service with thanksgiving and ask the Lord for an undeserved and necessary blessing upon our gathering this morning. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, and received us to thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be passionately and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and may fully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God, Lord. Oh, that it may please thee out of free and sovereign grace, because that is the only hope and expectation that there is for a sinner, to look upon all of us in mercy and in compassion. So far thy hand has not spared us. Oh, it could all be eternity for all of us. But, oh Lord, thou art so gracious and so merciful to show so far unto us, to have no pleasure in our death, nor in our destruction, but well in our repentance and in our life. Remember the children who were baptized. Oh, look upon them. In mercy from on high, glorify thy grace in their heart. Bind the parents with the children at thy throne. Oh, learn by faith wrought by the Holy Spirit in their heart to plead upon the promises of the covenant of grace firm in a triune God and guaranteed in the merits of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, and that is service for the whole congregation. Oh, that it is made deep impression. Lord, we are so hard, harder than a millstone by nature, and it is only the Holy Spirit that can break us in pieces. Remember us further in this morning. Open thy word and testimony in the midst of all the congregations where all thy called and anointed servants are stand on the pulpit and the elders reading the sermons. Oh Lord, be in the midst of all the people that fear thy name, and that it was not in vain, but that it was to the conversion of sinners, and that it also was to the establishing of that dear people of God of in our midst, is of some left. Oh, Lord, they cannot help themselves. And they confess with their heart that they are not worthy the least of thy consideration, but view us all in thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Give the rain of the Spirit. Oh, we have now rain in this morning for our earth, for our fields, but that now the Spirit may fall as a rain in our hearts which are so barren and so dry and so cold and so empty. But, oh Lord, use thy word in this Sabbath day. Strengthen all thy servants and help also us. Thou knowest what trouble that we have in our body at the present time and what advice that doctors have given us. But, oh Lord, thou art standing above everything. Help us through in this Sabbath day to preach thy word, and that we make ourselves free from the souls of the people. Oh, that thy blood not shall testify against us in the day of days. Make us honest, and that we say it right from the pulpit. What is necessary shall it be well to meet our Maker, to be cut off from Adam and engrafted in Christ, and to be reconciled with God through the death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, pour out thy love in the heart of thy dear children, and that it may please thee in our young generation, work almightily, that they stay with the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, and that they not shall deceive their soul by a religion that we cannot with meet the Lord. Oh, remember us, this for flesh and blood heart, and it is all against men, that we be saved out of grace only, without the works of the law, but all that we embrace it with our whole heart and soul. Be all the sick and afflicted, some return to their homes, strengthen them, Father. Other ones have entered in and have to enter in this coming week. Remember also that mother was operated yesterday evening. Oh, strengthen her and sustain. And that father and friend whose legs were cut off, both of them, oh, be with him in all his pain. And strengthen all those other ones, ook in the homes, Lord. That boy that came home to his parents made it further nog wel. And all those other ones, and our dear wife, who had to be taken up in the hospital on account that it was impossible to have their breath more. Oh, remember and prolong their life nog. And us together bind us at thy throne. Teach us to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. And where there is an empty place in our church again, where one of our faithful members, who had stick by the truth to the last day, that she could go up under thy word, never to go else, never to other places, because he was so convinced that what he had heard here in the church, that was that the only way of salvation. Oh, remember the dear children and grandchildren, and that it may please thee that all the prayers of that mother never shall testify against them in the day of days, but that they may receive something as she has professed sometime in their life. Oh, remember in mercy. And also all together look upon the boys in the service and in the battlefield, and all that is in bereavement and sorrow, widows, orphans and widowers. Look upon all of us with the pardoning of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. 399, we sing now. Your offering will be taken for the church and then for our school. My God, I will extol thee and ever bless thy name. Each day will I give thanks to thee and all thy praise proclaim. 399. We ask your attention this morning for the consideration of the 10th Lord's Day. What dost thou mean by the providence of God? The almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. So far, beloved congregation, the Lord has not spared us this morning and prolonged our life, and we hope that for a little while this morning that we can speak to you and explain our catechism based on the eternal Word of God. And I cannot speak as that the Lord has spoken, but that we that voice take to our heart, and that we with childlike fear bow under this morning. Oh, what shall it be in profit and in blessing for our soul? Because you have realized if the Lord goes through with us, oh, then there is nothing left. But now to bow before the Lord with our whole heart, what a great blessing that will be. And what a profit and what a blessing that shall give to our soul if we are privileged in our life to do so. In the previous Lord's Day, the foundation was laid for the subject treated in this 10th Lord's Day. Creation and providence that belongs together. The Father upholds and governs all created things according to his eternal counsel in the work of providence, of which Christ declared in John 5, verse 19-17, my Father worketh hitherto. The word providence appears only once in Scripture, namely in Acts 24, verse 2. Moreover, the verb also has a further scriptural foundation. We find that in Genesis 22, verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And we have well 10, 12 places in the Bible where we have the verb of provide. I shall mention some to you so far as that I have found it in the Word of God. We have the word in Exodus 18, verse 21. Where the Lord said, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, as such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Then there is also a word to prepare. And the word provide is also mentioned in Job 38, verse 41. Psalm 65, verse 9. Proverbs 6, verse 8. And then you have the verb to do, make, in Genesis 30, verse 30. To see, to look after, in Genesis 22, verse 8, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. In Deuteronomy, in 1 Samuel 16, in 1 Samuel 16, verse 17, you have the same word, provide. And then the word provide, that means in the Bible also to make ready. In Luke 20, verse 20, those things be which thou hast provided. Then you have the word to acquire, to prepare, to possess. In Matthew 10, verse 9. Then to set as alongside in Acts 23. Then we have in Luke 12 also to do, to make, to look before or forward. In Hebrews 11 you have also God having provided some better thing. And then the last what we find in the Bible about the verb is to know or think beforehand. In Romans 12 and 2 Corinthians 8 and 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. Thus, providence therefore denotes to supply or finish that which is necessary. The word means not only that the Lord is seeing everything before, but the word providence also means that in the same time the Lord provides for everything in heaven and upon earth. The catechism clearly defines providence. God does according to his will. Nothing can be withdrawn from this almighty divine power. And it is a power that is everywhere present. No creature in heaven or on the earth exists independent of this divine power. The Lord gives us our being. He takes away our breath and we die. And that can happen every moment in our life. The providence of God is denied in a fearful manner everywhere. One ascribes everything to fate or chance, the other to nature and the laws, while a third boldly denies that God has anything at all to do with the creatures. The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. These were the words of the deeply sunken nation of Israel already in the Old Testament. Thus you can well realize, congregation, that the heart of men was always the same and always evil. And all that is in men, congregation, that is enmity against God. And it is only the love of God in that dear Christ by the Holy Spirit that can break our enmity at all. And then that it is by His almighty power so changed in our life that we say with David, I love the Lord. And in another place, I love the Lord with my whole heart. The clear scriptural explanation of divine providence is most precious as it is given to us in our catechism. Our catechism said it is the almighty and everywhere present power of God, without which nothing can exist, not even for one moment. In the providence of the Lord, we distinguish three acts. First, preservation, concurrence or cooperation, and then in the third place, government. Preservation, that is the almighty power of God whereby He continues all things in being. God's preserving work or providence in His upholding all the creatures in their being and operation by the same power by which He made them. Without the will of the Heavenly Father. Moreover, the hairs of our head are all numbered. Now this preservation is through the use of means. God hold us to the use of means, but He Himself is not bound to them. Nevertheless, it pleases God to employ means in upholding its creatures. Moses was 40 days and 40 nights on the mount where the Lord revealed Himself unto him and where He gave to him His holy laws, the laws of the covenant. But now Moses was upholded without anything by the strength and by the power of the Lord. But now Israel, that was their camping by that mount, the Lord gave him every morning bread out of heaven. Thus the Lord upholded that people by means all the time. Although that it was also in the power of the Lord to maintain that people 40 years without anything. But it was not God's purpose to do so. It did not please the Lord to do so. And the Lord has declared, and it is for everybody in the world, that in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. He gave the physicians for those that are ill. And with prayerful hearts we are to employ the help of a doctor in days of sickness. Our church and our doctrine that is against vaccination and that is against insurance. You cannot find one in our old writers who is in favor of that. And of course, how could it be different on account that the Lord in his holy word, he is always talking to us to put our trust entirely in him and not upon men. The Lord, he said even in his verse, cursed is the man that trust in flesh. We have to look only to the Lord. If we are sick, then it is a difference. And then the doctor will give us an injection, then we have to give our arm for it. But if we are not sick, then it is against the word of God. In our days, it is an injection for this and for that, also with the children, while they are healthy. Finally, you have to see it as a weapon in the hand of the wicked people to take death away. But that is impossible. We have to take care for our bodies, of course, and we have to listen to a certain extent to the advice of doctors. But at the other hand, we have also to realize that the Lord is standing above all the doctors, and that in his hand is our life, and that with him are all our paths. If you think about the providence of the Lord, preservation, how that the Lord takes care for his people. We have an example in the life of that dear prophet Elijah. You know that man. In the day of famine, then the Lord, he sent that man to the brook Kerit. And that was now in Israel the first brook or river that was without water. The first one. But now the Lord, he sent that man to that brook there. And the Lord took care that that man could drink out of that river. And then he sent every morning and evening ravens to bring him bread and meat. That was a wonder of the Lord. You can well realize that. Because if the Lord now has sent a dove, so a meek bird, but now ravens, they are always stealing. In such ways, the Lord deals with his dear people. And you can well realize, even for that Elijah, that was a wonder. That was a miracle. They have many times talked inside to that man. Of course, maybe he was many nights awake, that they say inside, This morning there is no raven coming to you. And on the daytime that enemy, that the devil said, they are not coming this evening. But the Lord, he keeps faithful his word. And congregation, even today, after so many hundred and thousand years, the God of Elijah that is still alive. And I can give you proofs in this morning from this pulpit about it. Proofs from this pulpit. How that the Lord had ravens to even today. Even today. And that the Lord shall never leave and shall never forsake his people, the work of his own hand. If we trust upon him, we shall never be ashamed, never. He is an hearing God, and he is an answering God, and he is a God who supply all the needs and all the wants. The Lord, he said in his word, before that they call, I shall answer them. And I think, now in our days are not so many, but in the days of Warburton and Huntington, oh, then there were so many examples that the Lord supplied the needs and the wants of their people. Wonderful. And they have also their strife, of course. But the Lord had gladdened their heart time and again. And then you must say, yeah. Now in regard to the preservation of the Lord, that Elijah, he was for a year there on that brook, for a year. And then James, he wrote in his epistle that he was a man in the likeness of each and every one, same as we are, full of unbelief and doubt, and full of doubts. And then, even that wonder that the Lord performed there, later on, then it was no more a wonder. You would say, how is possible? And when he came used to that, and when it became an habit, that those ravens came every morning and evening, then the Lord, he said, boy, Elijah, now I have another way for you. And then he sent him to that widow of Sarah. And you know that woman that was outside the city, busy to pick up sticks and then to bake in their home the last cake for her and for her son. The last cake. And to such a woman was now the prophet Elijah sent. You will say, was there now in that Israel not a rich woman that had everything in the closet and in the basement and in the freezer? No. So lovely was now the Lord to that dear people, that dear man, that he sent him to that widow. She had up nothing. And then he asked for that cake and she gave. She had so much faith in the Lord, that woman, as she baked it for him and she brought it. This were not all in the Bible, but you can realize all that the Lord gave to his dear children, they are eating that not alone. No. I think he had well given the half to that boy and to that woman too. And then they were singing, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in him, in me, that bless his holy name. And then afterwards you would say, now the Lord he shall well have. There's a different way for that man. No. For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meat shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Thus, what was now the case, my dear people, that they every day have to come underneath. Every day. Our flesh do not desire that all the time. No. But there is no more profitable for a child of God than on his knees all the time. And now the Lord he take care for his people, as we have heard about. Now that Elijah, a wonderful thing, congregation, but now the Lord he had promised, and that is for all his people, bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. And David, he said in Psalm 37, I was young and I was old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken. And that without vaccination and without insurance. Because if we find shelter and comfort in all the things of the world, then the Lord had no value for our heart. And even in the days of John, you read there about people that would take nothing of the heathens. Nothing of the heathens. That was a peculiar people. A people that had a fear of the Lord in their heart. And of course there are many questions. Maybe next time I can some answer to you. Because we are living in a time that God's word have no more value, no more authority in the government and in most of the families. And we have all to take care for ourselves. And that is the time, that is the time that the Lord withdraw himself from us, really, entirely. But now I have not to say something about cooperation. What is cooperation? That is also the work of providence. Cooperation is not mentioned in our catechism separately. But what is cooperation or concurrence? That is God's almighty power whereby he influences all the motions and operations of his creatures. When we come in the world, people, then the Lord gives us not at that time all the strength what we need for our lives in this whole world. No. The Lord, he said in his word, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I shall direct all your paths. Thus, we need all the strength for every day. We need that from the Lord. And God have to give that strength to us all the time. But that strength that the Lord gives us, that places a heavy responsibility upon the human being. He must certainly take care how He employs his strength. And I will say something to you this morning. The strength that we receive, that is from the Lord. But the use of the strength is for us. This congregation, I hope that you take that statement in your head and with you. The use of the strength that is for us. Joab had received strength from God, but he abused that strength which he, when he employed it to kill Abner in the gate of Hebron. The abuse of the strength given to us makes us guilty before God, but does not take place independent of the government of God. Thus, we are responsible for all our doings, people. For all our doings. Even with our talk what we do, criticizing the truth, coming against it. It is all for us. And the Lord shall come back to it one day. And he shall require it from our hands. Oh, people, let I say this to you this morning. We have one soul for eternity. One soul. And every day and every hour, the Lord can make an end to our life. And if we now make our whole life busy with other people, then with this man and that, with them, with that woman, and we were never concerned about ourselves, what shall that be to appear before the Lord? What shall that be? If we have sinned our way, the responsibility sinned away, that we have the opportunity to seek the Lord while he is to be found and to call upon him while he is near. And it is all the devil, people, that is working by nature in men to give his strength to the world and in the service of the world and to do everything what is to the profit of the flesh, but not to consider what is necessary for our poor soul for eternity. The time to lay on our knees when we go to the church congregation. How many were on their knees this morning? And that they say, Lord, please use now that menace to our conversion. Use now that man that I make as a step further. Progress in the way of grace, that it is be to the comfort of my heart and to the consolation of my soul, that we are better people than all that make ourselves busy with somebody else in the world. Oh, you read about the prophet Jeremiah, that he was wearied about those that murdered him, even that God-fearing man who was standing for the honor of the Lord, the people murdered him. Ezekiel, the same thing. They have killed the prophets. And soon they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. And still he is up in this morning placed before us as that holy name that is given under heaven, whereby that we must be saved. Thus, people, take the warnings with you and humble your heart under the mighty hand of the Lord while it is the time of grace. And now, of course, the last thing, that is the government of God. In Psalm 93, 97, 99, those three psalms, they start with, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. He works all things after the counsel of his own will, and the Lord shall reign forever. God does not only reign over that which is good, but also that which is evil. God does not perform that which is evil. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. The evil performed by the creature is overruled by the governing hand of God and directed